Part A.
I think many of us have been interested in the romantic mysteries of all those societies that collapsed, such as the ancient Maya, the Easter Islanders, the Angkor Empire, and so on. How can we understand what made them collapse? This problem is obviously relevant to our situation today, because there are some societies that have already collapsed, such as Somalia and Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia. There are also societies that may be close to collapsing, such as Nepal, Indonesia, and Colombia. What is there that we can learn from the past that would help us avoid collapsing like so many past societies? Obviously, the answer to this question is not going to be a single factor. In analyzing societal collapses, I've arrived at a 5-point framework or a checklist to understand collapses. And I'll illustrate the 5-point framework with the example of the extinction of the Greenland Norse Society. In AD 984, the Vikings went out to Greenland and settled there, and around 1450 they died out and the society collapsed. Why did they all end up dead? In my 5-point framework, the first item on the framework is the human impact on the environment. People unconsciously destroy the resource base on which they depend. And in the case of the Vikings or Greenland Norse, they unconsciously caused soil erosion and deforestation, which was a big problem for them because they required forests to make charcoal and, in turn, iron. They eventually ended up being unable to make their own iron. The second item on my checklist is climate change. The climate can get warmer or colder or drier or wetter. In the case of the Vikings in Greenland, the climate got colder in the late 1300s and especially in the 1400s. But a cold climate isn't necessarily fatal because the Inuit, inhabiting Greenland at the same time, did better with cold climates. So why didn't the Greenland Norse as well? The third thing on my checklist is relations with neighboring friendly societies that may support a society. And if that friendly support is pulled away, that may make a society more likely to collapse. In the case of the Greenland Norse, they had trade with the mother country, Norway. The trade decreased drastically when Norway got weaker and the sea ice between Greenland and Norway got thick. The fourth item on my checklist is relations with hostile societies. In the case of the Greenland Norse, the hostiles were the Inuit, sharing Greenland with whom the Norse had a bad relationship. The Inuit blocked access to the outer fjords, on which the Norse depended for seals at a critical time of the year. And then finally, the fifth item on my checklist is the political, economic, and cultural factors in the society. These factors make it more or less likely that the society will solve its problems. In the case of the Greenland Norse, some factors made it difficult for them to solve their problems. For example, they committed to a Christian society investing heavily in cathedrals, and they hated the Inuit, from whom they refused to learn. Now you can see how the 5-point framework is relevant to the collapse and extinction of the Greenland Norse. Then, what about our societies? Unfortunately, our present course is a non-sustainable course. However, our biggest threat is not an asteroid about to crash into us, which is something we can do nothing about. Instead, all the major threats facing us are problems of our own making. Since we made the problems, we can also solve them. There's a lot that we already understand but aren't doing, and that we need to be doing.